I'm Cody Wright. Welcome to the first edition of the Rescue Swimmer Mindset Podcast. And I'm calling this just an edition and not an episode because I plan on, this is a very rough draft, so I plan on purchasing all the right podcast equipment to make it quality content for you. I'm kind of just going through and seeing what I can do with the current software I have. So I'm just going to kind of run you through the plan going to next year and how I can help you out. So about a year ago, I'm sure you know this by now or have seen my Instagram page. It's called Rescue Swimmer Mindset. I started it kind of to promote a book I wrote in the spring of 2017 called The Rescue Swimmer Mindset. And the page kind of, I started it like the 27th of 2018. And over the course of the past year, it's kind of picked up steam and it's kind of evolved into a rescue swimmer / special forces training page for pool land workouts and then all the mental toughness and mental mindset development that comes with the book. And over the course of the year, I've trained over 200 students so far in person and online through my coaching software. I'm going to talk just a bit about my background so you have a little idea of who I am. I'm not going to go too much in depth on anything just because I plan on doing individual episodes on most of the things I talk about. And if you're interested in a certain thing, you can send me an email or DM through Instagram and I can try to set up a segment or an entire episode dedicated to your questions. So I started training to be a rescue swimmer in the winter of, I guess it was 2010, going into 2011. I was halfway through my freshman year at the University of Oregon. Go Ducks. I was super bored. I got into college, but I was very much going through the motions. And I was kind of just looking for a change. So I knew originally I was planning on kind of joining the Coast Guard Reserve and I was going to just do it part-time and continue with school. But I sat on that idea over winter break and I basically came to the conclusion that I might as well just go all in. So I started really ramping up the training with the intent of becoming a rescue swimmer. And I kind of knew about the Coast Guard rescue swimmers growing up because my dad was in the Coast Guard. He was an AET or a helicopter flight mechanic. So I was kind of around it growing up and I figured the only job I'd really want to do in the Coast Guard was to be a helicopter rescue swimmer. So I knew that would take a lot of work because I was definitely coming from, I had a good baseline fitness level as far as cardio conditioning goes. I played sports in high school growing up and I was always a good, relatively good runner and I grew up around the water. So I was good swimmer and I could definitely handle myself in the water, in the ocean. But I was relatively weak with my PT and strength. So I think my max push-up number was 30, 32 maybe. And then I think pull-ups, I could probably get one pull-up and one chin-up, and I probably could do 40 to 45 sit-ups. So I really spent the entire spring semester at the University of Oregon basically just doing PT and trying to improve my swim and run times. And I did a pretty good job. I was able to get myself to the minimum standard required to kind of pass the rescue swimmer fitness test at the time. And when I left for boot camp, I hadn't taken the PT test, but I was pretty confident that I could pass it. So I ended up going to boot camp. I did the 2 months in Cape May and I graduated and was stationed in Marathon, Florida. I spent about a year in Marathon before I was shipped to Air Station Miami. And I spent about 8 months there in what we called the Airman program back then. It's a little different now, but it was just basically a pre-screener to see if you had the mental and physical fortitude to get through the swimmer A school in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. So I did my 8 months, then I went to A school. I got through A school relatively smooth for, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. I failed a few tests. Definitely thought about quitting, what everyone does, but I really just kind of grinded through it and got to the end, and I got stationed in Detroit, Michigan, where I spent 4 years as an operational rescue swimmer. After the 4 years, my 6 year enlistment was up and I got out of the Coast Guard and I moved to Boulder, Colorado, and that's where I currently live. Right now I'm a student at the University of Colorado, and I basically split my time with school and training rescue swimmer, Navy SEAL, and pararescue candidates. Recently gotten into trail running and ultra running, which is pretty big out in Boulder. So I currently am training for a race called the Keys 50, which is a 50-mile foot race from Marathon, Florida to Key West. It's exactly 50 miles. That's going to be in May. And then over the summer, I'm doing a few ultra races in and around Colorado. So I really kind of just wanted to talk about why I wrote the book now, and then kind of the plans going forward for this podcast. When I went through rescue swimmer school, I thought, what I found was a lot of people would quit doing things that they knew how to do or had done many times before. So the first day of A school, we got in the pool, and a couple guys quit during the first couple underwater laps, just 25 meter underwater laps, which is something that everyone's done a million times if they're in A school, because you had to go through months and months of training in the airman program just to get to this portion of school. So I was really curious as to what differentiated the people who could just grind out those underwater laps and the people who kind of quit at doing something that they knew how to do and really just couldn't kind of put it together when it mattered. I started reading a ton of psychological development books and these random authors who wrote books on concepts called flow. And I really dug into the science of it. And what I got was basically a nice summarized version of the applied portion of those books, or the portion of those books that you could apply to really elite military fitness. It's a relatively short book. It's about 100 pages. It does a great job of summarizing those really smart thinkers who figured out some of the things that kind of at the core tenets of what makes someone mentally strong enough to get through schools that have very high attrition rates. So going forward with this podcast, I just kind of want to like dive into different topics that I wrote about in the book. And then I kind of want to dive into new training theories and kind of philosophies that I have and things I've been doing to get faster, stronger, and things I've kind of seen in my students that I've been training that kind of come up as red flags, kind of the sticking points they have for underwater work and all that good stuff that comes with this kind of training. So looking forward to hearing some feedback and getting some ideas as to what you guys want to hear about. And I'll talk to you soon.